And now dictation for Monica Zelis, Z-E-L-I-S, March 4, 80, address as a letter, Dr. Russell Anderson, 875-5168. Dear Dr. Anderson, a follow-up for Monica, polycystic kidney disease, advanced renal failure, stage 5, last visit in February. Preparing for dialysis. Peritoneal dialysis catheter was placed. The purpose was to keep it under the skin for a little bit longer, but surgeon placed it in normal way, so already is exposed. She is still working, very physically active, stable weight, appetite, no vomiting, dysphagia, no changes in urination. No recent infection, cloudiness of blood, chronic abdominal distension, no chest pain palpitation or increase of dyspnea, other review system is negative, medication list review, blood pressure treatment, Norvasc, Bumex, pain control Norco, passport binders Rembella, diabetes treatment, blood pressure at home 140/96. We did a video encounter, offer in person. She's working, couldn't come. Alert to the intestine 3, no respiratory distress. Weight 296, normal speech. Next paragraph. Chemistry shows progressive rise in creatinine, now at 5.3. For a GFR of 10. Normal sodium potassium, mild metabolic acidosis of 20, anemia 12.2, normal calcium albumin, elevated phosphorus 6.3. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, ADPKD, next number CKD 5, next number AP fistula open left-sided, next number peritoneal dialysis catheter placement, next number, elevated phosphorus, increase Rembella to 2, largest meal. Next number, anemia stable, no indication EPO. We do that for hemoglobin less than 10, no external bleeding. Next number, normal potassium. Next number, mild metabolic acidosis. Next number, normal nutrition, calcium. Next number, PTH needs to be updated. She needs to explore transplantation. Plan to start dialysis on the next few weeks, end of dictation.